This is a tape of Mrs. Laura Franklin. Interviewee is Trina Poole. The date is 11-5-80. Place of residence was 4th Street. Okay, do you mind giving your age?
I'm 70.
Okay, age 70. All right. How long did you live in the Vinegar Hill neighborhood?
Well, I lived there all my life, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
I was born on the down from Indy Store, mm-hmm. I mean Bell's Place, mm-hmm. and we lived there, three of us. I was born there, my sister and my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And my father, after a few years, he became sick and he died.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother moved out from there and took a one-room mm-hmm. Place on 4th Street
mm-hmm.
after moving several times. And she was near the family
mm-hmm.
to be near her aunt, my aunts and thing, her sister.
Mm-hmm.
They could help us more. So I had a chance to meet my grandmother,
mm-hmm.
and then she died. And it looked like the family began to die past eight. But my Aunt Laura, this lady here, and another sister lived the longest. They lived until 1962.
Oh, really?
My aunt, that was when they were condemning that area and going to move it down.
Mm-hmm.
But my Aunt Willie didn't want to move.
Mm-hmm.
And she would rather die than move. And she did. The
mm-hmm.
Lord took her, but she was 82.
Mm-hmm.
Then my other aunt, this picture here,
mm-hmm.
she moved over here with me because my husband had passed
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm.
And so she stayed over here about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So they divided the property.
Mm-hmm.
There was an heir property.
Mm-hmm.
So my sister and my brother and a cousin of mine, the other sister's daughter,
mm-hmm.
and she's in Washington now. She, all of us got the money
mm-hmm.
because they had us to sign. We had to go to the lawyer's office
mm-hmm.
and sign. And they took this letter all around and signed it. All the family signed it. Well, in December 1962,
mm-hmm.
they settled everything.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us got some money. But we got our mother's part there because my mother died too
uh-huh.
Before I was dead.
Uh-huh.
So they took my mother's part and gave it to the three of us. Then my aunt sold a lot of her things and she bought some things over here.
Mm-hmm.
And she bought her dining room suit over here, and I sold that. The insurance man wanted
mm-hmm.
and that was made by a professor at the university, but it was big and huge and I couldn't use it
too.
And that came from over there
mm-hmm.
but that was my other aunt's. It can be used as a desk or bookshelf or so I bought that from I have that from over there. I
mm-hmm.
have a chest of drawers downstairs
mm-hmm.
that my aunt's husband used.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandson visited me from California last year
mm-hmm.
and he said he wanted it.
and
my husband, I had in that place a bar
mm-hmm.
which was given to my husband at the hotel. You know that hotel that's fixing up over there
mm-hmm.
up on Main Street? My husband worked there for 25 years.
Uh-huh.
So he got that bar downstairs from somebody over there.
Uh-huh.
So my son said he wanted that. Now they gonna come back, I guess, they said, sometime with a car
mm-hmm.
and you haul it and move these things.
Uh-huh.
It's a bar downstairs.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We'd like to see that.
Yeah,
we'd like to see it when we finish with these questions. I really would like to look around because this picture looks like it's pretty old too. That frame.
Yeah, and I could sell it to antiques, but
I
don't sell it. But that came from my husband's people.
Mm-hmm.
She lived on 10th Street.
Mm-hmm. So your husband was from the area, from there?
He was born in Fluvanna.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Could I back you up this time? few questions. You said that your aunt didn't want to move, and that she would have rather. She was saying that she'd rather die.
Yeah.
Were there many people back then that felt that way? They'd rather.
Yeah, a lot of them didn't want to go. All of them dissatisfied, but the property was going down, and I think that's why they felt like they did. But my other aunt, when she lived with me, she didn't die, but she worried all the time. She was over here.
Mm-hmm.
She always won't walk by there and see it sometimes. And she just thought it was terrible that she had to move.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any organizations, did y'all try to band together
to fight,
it? Yeah.
Well, some of the people that lived from the main street all the way down to the bank, where the bank, that was a whole area of houses.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want to move. But when they made prices, they got lawyers because they thought that they, you know, should have been paid more money.
Uh-huh.
And most of those people are up in the projects now because they built that place and moved them up there.
Uh-huh.
And my aunt could have gone over there, but she didn't want to go over there.
Most people have choices as to where they wanted to
relocate. The people that wanted to buy, take their money and buy another house, they could go where they want.
Mm-hmm.
And for instance, Miss Mary Jones lived on Ridge Street.
Right.
She took her money and bought her another house. She built that, had one that one built.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know Mrs. Jones?
Yeah, very well.
Because I was trying to talk with her on Sunday. She didn't want to
talk about it.
Right.
Uh-huh. She hadn't been too well, and she was been in a nursing home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know Mr. Edward Jackson?
Yeah.
I'm supposed to talk to him, but you know he's sick too.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm, because I called to talk to him. Well, whoever, I don't know who I was speaking to, but whoever was told me that he had been to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how serious it was, but
mm-hmm.
he'd been to the doctor. So I told her, well, I'd wait, you know, until he was well,
because
I didn't want to bother him while he wasn't seeing
him. Live on Sixth
Street. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What did I have for him?
Elliot Jackson. Elliot.
You're talking about Edward. I'm talking about Edward.
Oh, Edward.
Okay, let me see.
He wasn't on Fourth Street.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the street that I was born, up there by Ebenezer Church.
Don't you know you've told me everything you want to do?
Do you feel that y'all got a fair price for the land?
Fair price?
Yeah.
I don't know. At that time, the house was, did you know Dr. Elliot Jackson, the dentist? Our house was right across the street from there.
Mm-hmm.
It's 5 houses down, back of Indian Store.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the right good area. I think they got, they paid on Willis and Lur, them around $8,000.
Mm-hmm.
For that time.
That's not bad for that time.
No.
Mm-hmm.
They said it was the location from the main street.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's what made it valuable.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they knocked it down in a few minutes. They took a bulldozer and went through the street and knocked it down within an hour.
Really?
It
took it away quick, didn't it?
Did y'all understand why y'all were being moved? Did they explain that?
Why they want to move?
Yeah. What rationale, what reasoning did they give for?
Well, they made how they wanted to take it and make something else out, you know, up there, and they haven't done it yet. A little bit at a time, they're adding on, like that bank at the foot of Preston Avenue, and the, what else, that other part over on 4th Street, at the lower end, a lot of houses down there, too.
Mm-hmm.
And Gladys Mayo, who is in a nursing home there, she was on 4th Street, and she built a new house over here on Charlton Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
But she had to sell it since then, because she was going to a nursing home.
After you moved, were you closer to more stores or like shopping, you know, grocery stores and so forth, or were you better off before you moved?
I think over in that area, we were near the store. Mr. Inger's right up on Main Street, and there were several other stores up there that, as you go down Vinegar Hill area, a grocery store, a restroom, and a lot of different stuff.
Well, these black businesses you're talking about, were they?
Oh, well, a black restaurant, one restaurant was there.
Do you remember the name of that?
One was Jones Restaurant. and looked like it was a color, another Carver's restaurant.
Are these people still around?
No, they haven't. So, then Miss Berta Pendexa's daughter lived on Preston Avenue, which led down. She got a daughter named Izetta Neal. She lives on Grady Avenue. Now, Preston Avenue.
Get back to your relatives. How far back do you, do you remember your relatives being here, and where are all of them from and so forth?
I never heard my people say where they are, where they originated from. But I think my people said when they first grew up, they were over on 7th Street. There's a ice house or something over there. And they lived over in that area. And then they built the Jefferson School and sold the houses over on 4th Street. And my grandfather and my parents bought those houses. And my Aunt Laura said she's the youngest one in the family. And they are moved over here, over on that street. And she went to school after she came over there. And Mr. Ingers, she went to the some of his sisters.
Oh, so I see. So everybody's basically from around this area.
Right.
Besides here, let me see, you moved from 4th Street where?
Well, my aunt moved from 4th Street over here with me.
Over here with you.
Went away and I came back to Charlottesville because she has rheumatism. She was sickly. She had rheumatism. Both of them were running the family. And I stayed there with her and waited on her, and I got married and then started having children. I moved across the street to Mr. Holt's upstairs, one apartment. And we worked, and my husband worked at the hotel, and we worked. Then he bought this lot. He owned this lot. This lady on 10th Street paid a down payment. In fact, he was working at the hospital too. And he helped Ms. Moten to finish paying for a home she was living in. And when she got all the money, she finished paying for it. Then she took the other money he gave her and complained over and paid on a lot. And then after we got married and worked a while together, we've had this house built.
But when you were over in Vinegar Hill, what was where you lived like? I mean,
well, it was kind of rough.
Really?
My people didn't have too much, and I don't think they with my aunt was, it wasn't really a too good a manager. I don't think, but she worked all the time. Both of them worked all the time. And they didn't get along too well in a family affair.
Did you ever work while you were over there while you were young?
Yeah, I worked when I went to work when my mother was living. I used to go with her up on Chancellor Street because there's a Bowden house up there. And we went up there, and she would take me up there to help make up the beds and things when I wasn't in school. And then during that, the lady she worked for got sick, and she closed that boarding house down. And Mama had a nervous breakdown. So we had to put her in the hospital. So then she stayed there till she died. But then when I got married, I moved over to Mr. Holt's building, which is right back of the telephone company. One building they knocked down not too long. Well, I lived upstairs in that, my family. And then when the children got up a little size, they could go to school, kindergarten and things, I went back to work, and my husband working, and then we had this house built. And I've been over here 30 years.
Really? Well, see, when you're over there and say over here, people friendly around here, or is it basically the same people that lived in the area when you were, before you moved?
Well, I think we have fine neighbors over on 4th Street. Dr. Jackson and Ms. Jackson, they live across the street from Aunt Laura, and they were fine neighbors. But my people were there when they came because they, Dr. Jackson and Dr. Johnson, finished Howard University, and they came, they moved in that building where I said I moved across the street in,
uh-huh.
they had their office there,
uh-huh.
a dentist and a doctor. And they lived up there a while, and then they went away and got married.
Mm-hmm.
And when they got married, Dr. Johnson stayed upstairs, but Dr. Jackson bought that house right down on the corner of Fourth and Commerce. Is that still there
mm-hmm.
on the opposite side, right back of the telephone company?
Uh-huh.
A big white house. And Dr. Jackson bought it from somebody. I think Laura called him Uncle John or
uh-huh.
Uncle John or something. And they bought it and had it remodeled.
Uh-huh.
And he came and moved to Charleston. They had 7 babies over there.
They must enjoy it, huh?
Yeah.
When you were in Vinegar Hill, what kind of jobs did most people have? I mean, what did the maybe young girls do? What did the boys do? Or, you know, most of the husbands and wives? What kind of work did
they
do?
Well, if they'd been able to, you know, go to school and be trained, they
uh-huh.
probably could have gotten a good job.
Uh-huh.
But we did pretty good. When after my children, babies came and I grew up a little bit, I went out on the street. My aunt told me she worked in a family. This lady's still living.
Uh-huh.
I don't know whether you saw the progress a few months ago. A lady that had a house on Elliewood Avenue and said she took students, and at that time they didn't pay but $25 a month.
Really?
I don't know what I might have that picture here.
Okay.
Let me see. And I worked for her
uh-huh.
for about 40 years.
Uh-huh.
She worked for her before she got married, and her father was a doctor, Dr. Worden Baker, and they lived in on Grand University Circle, had that apartment, the
mm-hmm.
Miramont apartment.
Miramont.
Uh-huh.
Seems like a. Let me see. All right. So you said that the part that you lived in before you moved was pretty rough, huh?
Well, I lived with my aunt, and she was tight, and I had to work and
mm-hmm.
take care of my money.
Right.
Yeah, and but she was working up there, and she asked me if I wanted to, while I was at home with the children so small
mm-hmm.
that the students asked me, the students wanted somebody to wash for them.
Mm-hmm.
So she asked me if I wanted to wash, taking
uh-huh.
to wash them at home, and I washed for some students
uh-huh.
for up at that lady's house.
Uh-huh.
I got them
uh-huh.
And then after I did that, but I worked years ago, with, as I say, with my mother,
uh-huh.
and then that lady kept me working for her off and on Saturdays
uh-huh.
particularly.
Uh-huh. Well, as far as you were concerned, from what your aunt made and so forth, was everything all right to make you comfortable at least?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I think she had things nice. She liked to make good things, and she liked company.
Yeah.
And so I tried to be nice to her when she was over here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who were some of the other major neighborhoods besides like Vinegar Hill? And I mean, what other places? I hear something about Star Hill.
Yeah.
What is
Star Hill? Starts further up from Indian Store.
Uh-huh.
I think it's,
they have it painted on a building there. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that where is it start up there?
Yeah. Uh huh. 6th Street.
Uh-huh.
All up that way, the hotel. I read that in the paper somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Progress where it started. And it extends to the back, Brown Street.
Uh-huh.
That, and they pulling that down. See, they're fixing to make that over.
Well, what kind of place was Star Hill? I mean, how
I didn't know it was Star Hill till now.
Really? What did you call it?
Huh?
What did y'all call it?
They just call it Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now they call it Star Hill.
Yeah. And all the way to the back is the Brown Street,
uh-huh.
Down to the corner from the where Bell's place, up
mm-hmm.
front, all the way down to Brown Street. We call it, but they call it Star Hill.
Uh-huh.
And it extends up here to 8th Street, too,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know whether it goes above 8th Street or not.
Uh-huh. Well, what... Okay, was Vinegar Hill itself divided up into a lot of sections? Were there people that were maybe doing real, real well, and then people that weren't so well, or was everybody together, or what?
Well, it's like everything. Colored people's business always go down whenever they take over.
Mm.
But there used to be Right next to Mr. Engine's store was a barber shop uh-huh. run by a colored man,
uh-huh.
Mr. Wash Pollard.
Uh-huh.
And he had a helper in that name, Mr. Clarence Carey.
Uh-huh.
And I remember that. And my uncle said he was up there one day getting his hair cut.
Uh-huh.
And a man came in
uh-huh.
and said, and Mr. They spoke to him and said, well, my Uncle Ned said he knew the Booker T. Washington. He said, well, Booker T., how are you?
Oh, my goodness.
And said the barbershop man, he began to shake.
Oh, no.
And Tom Inch wrote up about up there, too, about his father.
Uh-huh.
And he said that Booker T. Washington spent a night or two in his there home.
Oh, really?
Did he really go?
Huh?
Did he really?
Yes, mm-hmm. They said he did. Uh-huh. And like a net song, that's my uncle went to Hampton.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I went there for a short while, I didn't finish.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Oh, I see.
Well, just out of curiosity, I know there's another barbershop that's like on the other side called Joker's Barbershop.
Uh-huh.
Were they in existence at the same time?
No, not during that time, because they were younger men. There was a barbershop called a dance, a shoe shop too, by a minister named Reverend George Brown, and Reverend Hailstock used to run a shoe shop.
Reverend Hailstock?
Uh-huh. You know okay. Reverend Hailstock?
You got his name. I've heard of him.
Yeah, I saw him downtown today, but he stayed sick. He's up between 80 and 90 years old.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
But when did Joker Barber Shop open? You have an idea?
That's been open for right good while though. It was open while my children were growing up here. They mm-hmm. used to go there and get their hair done sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they moved from off the Vinegar Hill area. They had to move, so they moved down on 4th Street too,
mm-hmm.
where I lived upstairs. And it was a man there built that building, and he. Named Mr. Hope. He fixed umbrellas and he repaired furniture.
Mm-hmm.
And he added a part on the back, made little apartments out of it. And so that's where they moved in his place, because he had gotten sick and died.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. During that time, okay, what schools, were there any major schools that your parents attended and you attended and then your children attended, or did they have a switch up period in there or what?
We went to the Jefferson School They pulled down one part.
Uh-huh.
They have a parking lot, you know where the market is now? Cross over from King's Market.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, there was an old Jefferson School there,
uh-huh.
and I went there
uh-huh.
through the grades, and as I was about to finish the 8th grade, they built a new Jefferson High School, and we moved over there, so I finished 8th grade from the Jefferson High School,
mm-hmm.
and then they added 2 more years of high school on that,
mm-hmm.
so I finished that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then after that, they completed, made a full high school.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me, while you were there, do you think maybe it wasn't what it should have been, or were you satisfied, or?
Well, it was just the beginning, and I can't think they kept adding on to
uh-huh.
improving it.
Uh-huh.
And it just seemed a pity when they tore down all these buildings, but they built the new Jefferson, a Burley High School.
Yeah.
Then they did away with that, and all of them going together there, Charlesville High School.
Mm-hmm.
But those schools are still good.
Lane School was
it was
school
nice
back
too.
Then.
Yeah, when I went to university work, they sent me, had me taking tests and going to school.
Really?
And I went to Lane.
Uh-huh.
It was nice. I hate to see that then, but they turned it over to the county then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, tell me, when did they integrate schools? Just about when? Was this mm-hmm. while you were in Vinegar Hill, or after? It was after, wasn't it?
I think so.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Could you
quite remember? I can't remember when that.
Did you go to school with any whites? You didn't, did you?
My children, they had when they start integrating. I think my children have finished school.
Have finished.
They. Finished. My son finished Jefferson
uh-huh.
High School,
uh-huh.
1951.
Uh-huh.
My
52 wasn't. Excuse me.
Uh-huh. My daughter.
54.
54. Well, Melinda, I got a daughter finished school in 1954,
uh-huh.
and the middle one in 1953.
Uh-huh. So the one in 1954, if anybody was going to see it, and more than likely, do you remember, did any of your children go to school with white students?
No.
The only one would have been the one in 54. No, she didn't.
Well, 54 is Brown versus Board of Education, and that's when they said with all due speed, but all due speed
wasn't the real, okay.
Later, you know, mm-hmm. So
none of your children saw that.
No.
In Richmond until the 17th.
Well, see, that was different because I'm from Culpeper.
Oh, yeah.
Schools at home were integrated when I was in, must have been, when I was in the third grade.
No,
my schools weren't integrated until when I was in junior high.
Oh, it's no. Different because I think some of the smaller places got to it quicker.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
I guess
you're
mm-hmm.
You know, we had separate schools. We had two separate schools because the place across the street from me was a high school. You checking that for me? But, so do you remember at all hearing anybody talk about the change of whites going to school with blacks? Or
well, they had a rough time when they went down Lane.
Mm-hmm.
They were in the old little corners, and they were kind of embarrassed with them and kind of fighting, scrapping, mm-hmm. and doing. But and they built a new school, and they said they hoped they were going to live. The teacher said, hope to leave all that attitudes over at Lane,
uh-huh.
and go on up to this new school.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know whether they did or not.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't even been inside.
Now I'm gonna ask you this question about leisure, and then I'm gonna have to ask you this again later on. So mm-hmm. bear with me. How do most people spend their leisure time? For example, stuff like parties. Church activities, anything that went on in community.
Well, I think Charlottesville is really a club social, lives a good social life, and I think it put it before the church.
Mm-hmm.
And I and my people and I, we put the church first.
Mm-hmm.
We feel that the church should have the first place,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't go to too many parties.
Mm-hmm. did the church sponsor anything? Some churches do
socials,
bingo, something every night, you know, for raise money for the church or something.
No, our church done. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't think the.
If you don't mind me asking, what church did you attend?
I go to First Baptist.
First Baptist.
That's where my people all grew up there.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to celebrate the 117th anniversary on the 30th.
Oh, really?
Yeah, y'all have to come there.
Really, yeah.
On the 30th of November?
Yeah, mm-hmm. of November.
Really? Let me see. Okay, so now where is First Baptist?
On the corner of 7th and Main. You're right there on the railroad track.
Okay, because I'm trying to figure if we sung there.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had anybody from the university sing there?
I don't think, one or two ladies have come then mm-hmm. that'll be on the missionary program
mm-hmm.
and lovely voices.
Mm-hmm.
But the group, they have never had the group then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It would be nice to have the group. And something else. We had a girl that, when the university hadn't been there too long, that played for the gospel choir for a while. She had the training of it. But I didn't know her name.
I know who you're talking about, but I can't remember the name because I was with the group last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they were my. A real good friend of mine's sister was with it when they first started out.
Mm.
And they would tell me the different people that had played and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
The person talking about was probably one of them.
So
the church that you went to, they didn't really, it was mostly for worship. There wasn't a whole lot of extra stuff on the side.
No.
Mm-hmm. Is that the same church that you've been going to as long as you can remember?
Yeah,
they changed,
I was baptized there.
Did they change?
Changed some.
Mm-hmm.
Different pastors came, they did different things, put up the lights in there, put the another pastor came and he put the we got bare brass rails
mm-hmm.
and put that around there.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing we did, we have some workers in church and they fixed the restrooms in the back.
Mm-hmm.
The men did it. I said the men fixed the restrooms.
This church wasn't in Beverly Hills though, was it?
Huh?
This church wasn't in Vinegar Hill, though, was it?
Was what?
The church wasn't in Vinegar Hill.
No, that's Star Hill.
Right.
And Star Hill?
Were there many churches in Vinegar Hill itself? They got torn down and...
Only one, Zion Union.
Zion Union got torn down?
Uh-huh. That was right down on 4th Street, a little bit from us, across over from the school.
Mm-hmm.
And they, when they had to move, that's why they had to build a new church.
Let's see, what else? Okay, you said Vinegar Hill, was that there as long as you can remember?
Right.
And did they call it that? Did they call it that then? Let me start to think. Was it always called Vinegar Hill?
So far as I know, it was,
Call it Vinegar Hill? Have any idea?
No.
Never heard anybody mention it? That's interesting because I don't know. I haven't heard anybody say anything about why it was called Vinegar Hill. Okay, since maybe you heard something about this. Did you know of anyone that they referred to as the mayor of Vinegar Hill?
Now, I saw that in the province last night.
It is? What?
The fish bibs that run the fish market.
Right, uh-huh.
You saw it?
No, we've been talking about it in class.
Well, I'm going to look see if I saw. Put the paper.
Uh-huh.
You want to see in that?
Yeah, sure. I'd like
me work at the summer. I want to see.
Hear that? I've contributed a new significant part to this interview. Primary interview, Trinity Pool. Secondary interview, Milton Kopner.
Yeah. Is it always this quiet out here?
Huh?
Is it always this quiet out here?
Well, this is my aunt always said, this show is a quiet street. Because 4th Street was a last street, a noisy street. The people would run off of Vinegar Hill and be fighting and drunk and run right down in 4th Street.
Yeah, that didn't happen too often, though, did it? Just on the weekends or something?
Often on, they did. And people couldn't rest on earth, and she couldn't sleep.
It is nice and it looks like a nice, quiet place to live.
You
go out and sit on the porch and not have to
worry. Right. And Lara always said that. I don't have to worry, and I can rest good. She couldn't rest on folks.
Yeah, that's true. It don't look like you really have to worry about that much. Just, you know, worry about your business.
Yeah. The people, I came over here, have good neighbors.
Uh-huh.
I have very good neighbors. Mm-hmm. I think I moved some more. Looking down the hard, the reservoir.
Yeah, because you know at home we got an underground well.
Oh, good. I bet it's good.
Yeah, it's not. It's because we live out. It's an electric one, but it's underground, so that means we're not getting it from a reservoir.
Oh,
So you don't remember hearing nothing about the mayor of Vinegar Hill.
No, that fish man said they called him the mayor of Vinegar Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And he, had the fish market was on Main Street,
that
Leggett's store.
Yeah, I know that.
Right line. No, I don't. Oh, yeah, I just take it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's in there, but I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a senior citizen. When I left the university, I got in with the senior citizen
to
have something to do. That's a senior citizen. He is
Archie Luck. So was this man around where you live?
He used to live. Yeah, he was down on off of 3rd Street, right in the Vinegar Hill area.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
He might be a good person to talk to also.
He's down at the summer. Go to the summer. That's down on 4th Street.
Yes, okay, let me see. Do you know anything about the way people in Vinegar Hill felt about political things? Or were they trying to band together and kind of get things done on their own? Or were they more or less trying to go ahead and do what the white man wanted?
Yeah, I think they just went on to do what the white man wanted for peace.
Uh-huh.
They didn't do much squabbling and arguing and things.
Was it?
Peace, what do you mean by that?
For peace? Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if it was peace. We just do it to get by. Took everything. Mm-hmm.
Did many people vote back then?
Well, yes, recently, not too many people have voted, uh-huh. But I was just telling the people yesterday that I voted. I didn't vote, I haven't been voting for too long of time, but I voted, when I joined the Eastern Star, mm-hmm. And Ms. Jackson said she wanted every person in the Eastern Star to vote, uh-huh. And I had to get her, and then she pointed me to go around and talk to the people. I said I couldn't do it because I didn't vote myself. I've been over here 30 years. That was before I came over here, so it must have been 30-something years.
Did you fasten some of the Eastern Star?
Well, I can't tell too many secrets, it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah,
my father was a Mason, and I could join the Eastern Star without my husband, but after I joined, my husband joined too. Mm-hmm. So I work with it. I work hard. I'm past worthy major. Mm-hmm. I don't go too much now, but I go sometimes.
Were many people involved in, organizations like the Masons and Eastern Star?
Well, there's about, I think one time they had over 100 people. But several of them have died out, and I don't know how many they have on the road.
And they were community-based organizations.
Yeah, and they do community things. And Ms. Jackson was the head of it. And she was the Grand Secretary of State of Virginia.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
And she decided that she wanted us to all give an extra quarter rather than our dues during the year so we could work with Tuskegee for that, what is that, sickness? Handicap or
blood disease.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, Timmy, okay, get back to the stores and stuff that were in the Vinegar Hill area. You've given me some names and people. Do you remember any others? Mm-hmm. And if so, did most of the blacks go buy from the black merchants?
Well, we didn't have but one grocery store. We had one a drug store. Uh-huh. They went in together, and Dr. Jackson started, and Mr. Diggin over Mount Zion Church went in with Diggin Trueheart, and I think it was somebody else. I don't know what the bell was. Anyway, it didn't hold out too good,
uh-huh.
And they moved down on 4th Street, off right back of Dr. Jackson's store, mm-hmm. or building, the home where they lived in. Dr. Jackson did his dentist right in the building, in his home.
Oh, really?
But then he changed it around, uh-huh. And he put the office upstairs, and you go in from the side door.
Uh-huh.
And he had the drugstore downstairs, right? It's a barbershop there now, run by the Paynes.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Well, Dr. Jackson had that drugstore, moved the drugstore there with sodas and things like that.
Well, tell me, what about white businesses? What big white businesses were in the area that you all went to that everybody, was convenient for them to get to?
Well, they had downtown, it was a great store down there. There's a colored restaurant down there.
Uh-huh.
Well, that was owned by J.B. Andrews.
Uh-huh.
That's right on the corner of Preston Avenue,
uh-huh.
And Main Street.
Uh-huh.
But now it's...
I know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. But it's colored man got that name.
Is it a chicken restaurant?
Mm-hmm. But Bibbs is right next to that. He moved from his place off Main Street right around there.
Okay, well, is it called something in Wings? I know there used to be a restaurant around there, mm-hmm. And then last time I was over that way, there was a fish market next to it.
Yeah.
I remember where Bibbs used to be.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there was just, as far as five places, there were some in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Had plenty of grocery stores.
Plenty of grocery stores.
Uh-huh. Over there where Legacy store was a grocery store. I guess you'd call it so little everything.
Uh-huh.
Robins. That was called Robins.
Uh-huh.
the Brother Dan was another grocery store called Gleason's.
Mm-hmm.
Gleason's grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And Spitzer. Mm-hmm. Another fine grocery store.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But not down there did they have any color.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Innes had the only color grocery store.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, these white people, besides grocery stores and those little stores you said where you could get mostly anything, was there anything in the black area? Did they have any shoe shine shops or, well, barber shops in the Vinegar Hill area?
Yeah, I said to Mr. Payne.
Oh, okay.
Not Payne, but he was a... Lemon. No, what is that man left? Frank Henry.
Uh-huh.
The Henrys had a barbershop on Main Street.
Uh-huh.
And then Carl Tunsler had a pool room and a barbershop in there together.
Mm-hmm.
There were about three there.
Mm-hmm. Do you know this Frank Henry?
Yeah.
He's still around there, isn't he?
Yeah.
Because a young lady in our class was trying to talk to him. She said he really didn't seem like he had the time.
Yeah, well, he had to go. He moved off of Main Street and moved there where I said on 4th Street and
uh-huh.
that other thing. Mm-hmm. Called it, I don't know what they call it. Mm-hmm. Jokers, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people, then, Ruth Anniston had sent out letters for us to go down to the City Hall and talk, but most of the people that went down, they didn't want to talk about it and asked to be excused and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But another person that lived down that area named Tunsler, I think he said he worked at the university for years. I think he's retired, and he lived on 10th Street in one. Two brick houses up the top of the hill, and he lived in one of them. Huh?
Is that around Langford Avenue? Is Langford
right,
up
right,
there?
Right. No. Langford Avenue off of Ridge Street.
I think about somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Right off Ridge Street.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When you were in Vinegar Hill, was there anything that you can remember that stands out? Any big event? Some burned down, some got built? You know?
Yeah, there's a lot of have fires different playtimes.
Uh-huh. Was there anything that people to this day remember, you know, something big that happened?
Mm-hmm.
Anything you can remember that stands out in your memory?
Mm-hmm.
Things just pretty average, huh?
Right. There's two fine people lived on Main Street. Dr. Ferguson, George Ferguson, the undertaker,
uh-huh.
father lived up there. And a family of Wesses lived next to the Mr. Engine store,
uh-huh.
then their wash parlors, barbershop,
uh-huh.
and the next door was that was a fine Mr. West, Johnny West. He had a fine home, and he had a farm, like he had calves and everything extended from the front all the way down to the back.
Uh-huh.
And he melted, had calves and milked calves, and he had a nice garden.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he worked in it himself.
Do you remember anything about a path in Vinegar Hill that separated the halves and the have nots or anything like
the
that?
The path of Vinegar Hill.
Mm-hmm. Like the more wealthier people be on one side and
What's the name of the other part?
No.
It's something's I can't remember.
Huh.
There was supposed to be two parts. There was one part in Vinegar Hill where they like he was talking about there's a path, okay, and there was one part where there were well to do blacks. And another part, it wasn't called Vinegar Hill, it was called something else, but I can't remember for the life of me what it was. And that's where, I guess you say the extreme people that were doing worse than anyone else were.
Mm.
Lord, I wish I could remember the name of it. I can't remember the name of it.
Mm.
But do you remember anything like that?
Well, I was thinking that colored people lived down that way, but it was over off of Ridge Street called Dig Street.
Uh-huh.
And Oak Street,
mm-hmm.
and First Street,
mm-hmm.
that's where the high rise on that First Street. Now those houses went down kind of dilapidated,
mm-hmm.
and people, they pulled some of those houses down some time ago.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, the blacks that lived in Vinegar Hill, do you think everybody was kind of close-knit as far as the whole community was concerned?
I don't know. I guess they were.
Uh-huh.
Some people, you know, they have a different attitude, or they don't do things right, and we don't bother, didn't bother with them too much. Fred them.
So how do you think the community as a whole was affected by the move? Did, I know you were saying before that people really didn't want to go, right?
No. And this lady up on, that I said, Tunsla, was down at the city hall that day when I was down there. And she said she didn't think that, she didn't, they don't want to talk about it. They like, she said she had fixed up her home right much. And she hated to move. And she didn't really think she got the worth out of it.
So Ms. Tunsla don't like to talk about it?
No, most of them there. That day, he had, a lot of people, he wrote us some letters for people come down to Miss Ruth Englandston or something. Well, I told her that day when she called me up, I got a letter from her, and I said, I don't think it's a good time to have it because it's just like it was yesterday, election day.
Yes,
and people are going to be busy, and they're not going to be able to come down there and vote and everything. But she said, all right, she would. She said, well, you try to come anyway. And I went on down there. I guess it was 8 or 10 people down there. Ms. Tunsler was down there. And somebody else I knew was down there. Can't think. And George Ferguson was down there. Because his father was a doctor right up on Main Street. And he said Vinegar Hill started from Ridge Street on down to the Preston Avenue. He said that was where the beginning was.
How long ago did they try to get this meeting? When did Mrs. Mingleson?
Oh, I think we voted, what, did we vote in the summer or in the spring or something last year? I know I went down there because I got the letter. And I went down there, but a lot of people, the people in the projects didn't go. But a lot of those people that lived over there in the project, but most of them were renters. And they are people who didn't have too much. And they were a little disagreeable and things, because they having a rough time up there.
Yeah.
People are afraid to go through bad times.
I'm sure I've heard so many things about, you know, because I didn't know Charlottesville had a project, so to speak, you know.
Yeah.
And then,
Hardy Drive.
Yeah, Hardy Drive. And that's named after Hardy Drive in West Haven is named after Mr. West, the man that was on Main Street. I told you he had this house and farm like that. And a preacher here, that was a pastor of Mount Zion Church for a number of years. That's what the Hardy Drive is named after the a preacher.
Is the preacher still around?
No, he's dead.
He's dead.
He's been dead for a long time.
So, well, after the move and everything, or before the move and after the move, you think the blacks had a better chance before the move, or do you think that they would have done as well where they were, or how do you feel about that?
Well, I think in a way they bettered themselves, those that wanted to do things. I think Mrs. Jones got a very pretty home. I think the Tussler got a better home. And my aunt, she didn't get a home because she didn't want to or go in the project, and I felt like she was too old to start over with something else. And she came over here with me. But she didn't put out the money to me too much. She took it, and I just got allotted to me by dividing it out.
How about the race as a whole, you know, like, there aren't that many black businesses around there.
I don't think this area is, they have a rough time in the South. I think they're better off. I've always said that.
Really?
They seem to be better business managers, full of business. And I've always felt that way about them.
Well, tell me this, just in your own opinion. What people do you think stood out as maybe leaders, black or white, during the time? And if so, if there are some people that you feel did the best, I mean, what do you think they've done? You know? That may seem a little complicated the way I put it, but.
No. Can't say that Charlottesville is doing too much. I really was talking about it down in the summer. And it's a lady there from Lynchburg. She is the site manager, mm-hmm. a senior citizen manager. Mm-hmm. I said to her, she said, you know, Charlottesville is a selfish thing. People don't do too much. They're not concerned about each other. Mm-hmm. And look like they don't want to help you. She said, I don't know what it is. I said, I think maybe they're afraid you get one step higher than the other. Mm-hmm. I think that's our problem. And I said, now, just with this, we were talking about just the conditions of what's going on now, the voting and getting these people into office. Uh-huh. Now, if they don't hire our people, which I doubt it, they're going to turn some of them off. They already been doing it. Mm-hmm. Where have we got to go?
That's true.
Where are we going to take them? Mm-hmm. And I joined the NAACP, but I don't go along with them. Mm-hmm. I feel that they ought to be doing something else besides spending the money fighting all these things. Mm-hmm. It's all right to fight to help them, but you could go in a hole trying to help them, and some of them going back in the same thing over and over again. Mm-hmm. We're not getting anywhere, and we don't have no place for our children when they come out for a job.
That's true.
Man, that's a serious thing. They don't have nowhere. We haven't got nowhere to hire them. We can't set them up in the business. Mm-hmm. And it's bad.
That's true.
We have doctors here that really could have took a young dentist right out of school, mm-hmm. or a young doctor, and set them up, let them work under them, and then, because they both died suddenly, mm-hmm. and they could have had the business going. Mm-hmm. Now we got to go up to hospital now, mm-hmm. to the university,
and
to
pay
be
a lot
treated.
A whole lot of money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Money
that's what I meant, you know, like, you think the race suffered more? Because, you know, like, back then you didn't have any black doctors, you know, very close mm-hmm. by.
Uh-huh.
And let's say if Vinegar Hill never been destroyed, they could have built, you know, their own little areas. Mm-hmm.
But they have. But one fellow is a doctor at Howard University, but he's dead now. But he came from out in the country, mm-hmm. and he tried, they said, now I didn't talk with him, I said, that he was trying to open up a hospital or centers, you know, mm-hmm. and they said that Charlottesville fought it. Mm-hmm. They didn't let them go. It didn't go through.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing about the Charlottesville thing. They are not gonna let us go but so far.
Mm-hmm.
Now I think we are going back in a way, because
mm-hmm.
we got to be up under them. Now if we get sick, and we got to go to the hospital and have them take care of us and take everything we have.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go to nursing home, you got to make everything over too. And over at the center, I go over there, and they want to, if they want to help you something, they want to know all your history.
Mm-hmm.
How much you got in the bank, how much
that's,
you do
that's
this.
True.
And I'm not too pleased about that.
I can imagine not, it's none of their business. All you're going there to be treated or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's the way it is with everything, you know. Like you were saying, there's not too much room for advancements as far as blacks concerned in Charlottesville, because I know a friend of mine graduated last year. It's so hard for her to find a job. Now, she's got her degree, and it's supposed to be easy after you get out of college.
Yeah.
She can't find a job. She
hasn't
worked. She got a job, but it's not anything. She could have done it out of high school.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And, you know, so I know we're sitting back wondering what we what's going to happen when we get out, you know,
because
it just seems so rough for black students, even though they have degrees to find jobs, unless they're lawyers or doctors or something like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm gonna switch a little bit from what we're talking about the politics and
mm-hmm.
so forth. And now I'm gonna ask you a little bit about the cultural aspect of life in Charlottesville or life in Vinegar Hill, and what kind of things you may have done or the people in the community may have done for any kind of entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my first question is, what social outlets did blacks have during that time? You've already mentioned church. If you could you tell me, like, I'm sure that the adults did, with certain things adults did, certain things
mm-hmm.
the children did, certain
mm-hmm.
things the teenagers did. You know, so can you
mm-hmm.
tell me a little bit about that?
Well, when my husband and I, we went to a lot of parties,
because
they had a lot of clubs in Charlottesville, and they still do.
Oh, really?
And he was in a secret 12 club, and at Christmas time, we just went to parties every night,
because
they would invite another club, invite and keep it going all the time.
Oh, that must have been fun.
And then they meet at people's homes once a month, mm-hmm. and I think they enjoy that, mm-hmm. serving the evening. Mm-hmm. But I don't go to parties much by myself now. Yeah. I don't have too much to go. Mm-hmm. But I went down to the, they gave the seniors a party the other day, and mm-hmm. we went to that Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about young adults? I know you mentioned the pool hall earlier. I'm sure that took up a lot of people's
yeah.
time.
Uh-huh.
Besides that, was there anything with, let me see, what else can I think of? Was there something like, okay, you said there were clubs, but the teenagers could, part of these families, the people were members, could they go to the parties too?
Usually at the night, they didn't go to about 10 or 11 o'clock,
uh-huh.
and that was late.
Uh-huh.
But they do have recreation parks,
uh-huh.
and like the Carver Recreation, they can go down there and have parties and uh-huh. dances and wedding receptions.
Well, how about when Vinegar Hill was here? Was the Carver Rec wasn't here then, was it?
No. Mm-hmm. They went to the park up here, Washington Park.
Washington Park.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So Washington Park's been here a long time.
Yeah,
huh?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they haven't. My children, they used to play ball up there, and I mean, they had like have Halloween parties.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they do that now. They just go through the street collecting. But when my children were small, we dress them up. They went to Washington Park and had the record player going, and mm-hmm. they were dancing mm-hmm. and doing.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. They used to train them how to do the what is that? Square dance.
Well, tell me, when you were in Vinegar Hill, did the schools do anything? Did they have like maybe a prom or something like a sock hop or something like that?
They just getting started for me, but they had my children had it.
Uh-huh.
They had they went to prom,
uh-huh.
all of them,
uh-huh.
and I didn't get to go to them, but. Mm.
Don't feel bad, I
play called representing all the countries.
Uh-huh.
We dress up like Indians and Japanese and all that.
Mm-hmm. Well, Timson, okay, do you remember, was there any special dishes that people used to make around this area that you usually didn't make a whole lot of other places, or anything you can remember that you specifically like to eat, you know, or something somebody said, well, Miss Franklin, why don't you make us a sweet potato pie or something, anything like that?
Well, when my children come home and pull my Aunt Laura passed, and she lived over there on Post Street, and or after my daughter finished business school,
mm-hmm.
after finished high school, she went to business school,
mm-hmm.
and they worked telephone company and came home,
mm-hmm.
and she brought a friend down with her,
mm-hmm.
and she would go and say, Aunt Laura, we coming up, make us some apple dumplings.
Oh, you make apple dumplings, huh?
Mm-hmm. She loved that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Come back by here come Christmas time.
Yeah.
So you make good apple dumplings, huh?
And then my son, he would like make us a toast salad.
Toss salad.
Then he likes spaghetti and meatballs.
Really? Yeah. When you were younger, you remember anything your mama specifically made, or were those the same things that she passed on to you? You learned how to make.
Well, I just learned by her.
Mm-hmm.
And she worked and served a lot of parties for professors in the university.
Uh-huh.
And she learned a lot of new things. They come up with recipes
uh-huh.
for different things and
uh-huh.
Get her to help her to try.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
How about some of the old things? The old foods?
The old foods? No, they just have, one place I work, she liked turkey with chestnut dressing.
Chestnut dressing, I've heard of that.
Uh-huh. And I used to make it.
Really?
I liked it. Uh-huh.
What it taste like?
I thought it was good. You just boil the chestnuts, you know, and let them cool, and then take them out the shell and cut them up and put them in the dressing.
Mm-hmm.
another thing, sometimes they like it with sausage in it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did you all, okay, in the Vinegar Hill area, were there any animals running? Did the people own any animals? I know it probably, since it was a city, there was probably ordinances against it, but I'm sure there were people with chickens and stuff, weren't there?
Yeah, oh, when I was a little girl, down there with my people, they had pigs in the backyard, in the garden, in the pig pen, and they had a few chickens, and we had one chicken we called Dickie B. He didn't have many feathers on him.
He had his feathers on.
Because I was wondering, I know a lot of times people kept their animals, you know, in you know, areas where they had to have somewhere to put the animals, so they put them in the backyard.
He had calves and chickens and everything in his yard. Mm-hmm. They stand from the main street all the way down. Mm-hmm. So he had something like a farm, but it was small.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not big, like a huge farm. But then the rule came out that we couldn't have all those things in the yard. So they had to go further out of town.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me, during any time that you can remember, the whites and blacks, okay, when you were, in these clubs, you mentioned, what was the club? Goodness, I can't even remember what you told me. But when you were in these organizations and so forth, did you ever interact, It's a Star, did you ever interact with white people? I mean, were they there at any of your parties, or?
No, just recently they started coming.
Mm-hmm.
They are come to the, with the senior citizens, they are there now.
Did blacks and whites really ever do anything together during the time when you were in Vinegar Hill? I know it'd be a little different now, but during that time, where there any whites that, well, maybe somebody knew somebody and they went shopping together or anything, or with integration, was there no integration to the point that blacks did what they did, whites did what they did?
Yeah, I think they did. But they would meet for the United Givers Fund.
Uh-huh.
And they had a meeting and maybe a banquet for that.
Uh-huh.
And we would all go meet for that, and they'd give out this material and all of go around to collect the money.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they still do, but I don't know too much about it now.
Uh-huh.
I used to work with them years ago.
Uh-huh. Well, tell me, of the organizations, okay, you mentioned the Eastern Star. Can you mention some others maybe? I like you said, can't tell all your secrets, but can you give me some names of them? I'd just like to have an idea of what kind of organizations existed and if maybe they helped the community or what their purpose was in the community.
Well, I think that the Eastern Star is a good organization, and it helps. They kept with the nursery out on Ridge Street,
mm-hmm.
and as I said, they gave the money to that for polio. That's what the money they sent to Alabama for polio.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then if people around here need some help, sometimes they write letters to them, and they often give a donation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well.
Eastern Star, Masons,
and then I belong to a club called the Phyllis Wheatley, and they do the same. And that's named after a colored lady.
Yeah, right, mm-hmm. right.
Mm-hmm.
That's
a federated club.
Mm-hmm.
A federated club. Now we have four or five federated clubs.
Uh-huh. What do you mean by federated?
That is a club that started to help girls.
Mm-hmm.
Wayward girl.
But
now that's not operating by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They, I think, white people are in with that now.
Mm-hmm. Can you remember any more organizations? What was this 12 you were speaking of?
Secret 12. That's
12?
A men's club. That's where my husband, he was a. But I think they did some good work. Helping people when they need it and things.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ms. Franklin, okay, this is about it for my questions. Do you have anything you'd like to ask?
Did you know anything about Greek organizations back then?
Greek?
Yeah, like Omega Psi Phi, Phi Beta Sigma,
no.
Phi Alpha Psi.
I never got up that high, so I couldn't join them. But I see them at the church, and I
right.
think they're doing good. My son, I think he's in one of them now, in California. He lives in California.
You have an idea which one?
No. he seemed to enjoy it. I don't know where Melinda is in one or not.
Mm-hmm.
They all got married and then they work in, and then they continue to go to school. They finished. My son finished up and so did one, the youngest girl. Mm-hmm. But the other girl didn't finish because her children were younger. Mm-hmm. And she says she thinks she's going to, the 2 years have been, and she wanted to take maybe mm-hmm. complete it.
Can you mm-hmm. think of anything that I might have left out? Did you like people to know? Or?
I can't think of anything.
Well, I want to tell you, I really enjoy sitting here talking to you. I would like to see some of the things, you know, you were telling us about earlier, the bar and so forth. Can we see those?
Okay, yeah, go down in the basement. I got a lot of junk.
Fine. I just love to see them. And another thing, like I said, could we, I want to get a picture of that. I love that.
All right. Okay.
I love that. And if we see anything else,